Hi, it's Nikki Howard here, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking through a process, a kind of meditation, just to get you in the right frame of mind and prepare your space for painting with intuitive expression. So briefly, painting with intuitive expression is a creative expression process that not only allows you to be more open up to your own creativity and to awake that creator within you. It's also a healing process. It's a way to shift and release emotion and to find out or to see really where you're probably getting stuck in your life. You can find out all about intuitive expression on my website, nikkihoward.com, where I explain it all, and there are also courses on there as well that will allow you to really walk through your own process of intuitive expression, where I take you through all the equipment you need, how to do the process, how to finish the process. It's all there. Just hop over to my website, go onto courses, and you will find it. So in this website, in this podcast, I will just be talking you through the process just to get you into that mindset to start the process. So once you have all your equipment that is explained in the course I was just talking about, it's time to really set up that space. So you're going to just move out any clutter that's around, just so you have only your painting material with you, on, for example, on your table, on your desk, or wherever you're going to be doing it. And then because it's not just about painting with intuitive expression, it's also a healing process. We're taking a journey within to the subconscious. We are releasing emotions, and for this we're sitting in a sacred space, and for this we need to prepare. So for those who've never prepared a sacred space before, here's a few ideas for you. You can burn some incense, you can diffuse some essential oils of your choice. Things like spikenard, frankincense, myrrh, melissa, Roman chamomile, essential oils like that that really help you to get into connection. Clary sage as well is a good one. So you can diffuse some oils, burn some sage. If you have any crystals, you can pop them around your painting area. You could put on some music, so choose some ambient music. Nothing that really triggers too much emotion or has lyrics that are too strong. Just something very, very gentle in the background for you. You can pull an oracle card if you want to ask for guidance or to give you some idea of where you want to be going in the painting. And then what I'm going to do now is a little moment where I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes, and I will just take you through a mini meditation, if you like, a mini process just to find that space within. So when you're sitting comfortably, I would just like you just to close your eyes and place your hands on your heart. And by placing your hands on your heart, it just brings you into your heart space, for those especially who have trouble getting out of their head space. So just place your hands on your heart. And just notice your breathing. You don't need to change anything. Just notice the rhythm of your breathing. And start to notice the chair that you're sitting on, or where you're sitting. Just notice where you are sitting. Any sounds around you within the room, or maybe you're painting outside. Just notice the sounds. Notice any smells or fragrance. And then just become aware of how you are feeling within that space. If you have any tension in your body, just to be aware of that tension. How are you feeling? Do you have any emotions coming up? Just become aware of yourself within your body. that you are indeed a soul. You're a spirit within a human body. So just become aware and notice that. Notice the physicality of your body and that untapped potential of your soul and your energy that reaches far beyond the physical. And then just to take a few deep breaths, breathing in and letting it out. And as you breathe out, just release any tension. And breathe in again and release. And once more, breathe in. And breathe out. And whenever you're ready, you can come back into the room, open your eyes. And now you'll be at a much more peaceful, calm, present moment for you to actually start the process of intuitive expression. So I just hope that helps you. If you'd like to know any more, as I said, just hop over to nickyhoward.com, nickyhoward.com. You can find out about Intuitive. You can find out the course that this little meditation goes with. And please do, you know, leave some comments, send me a little message and tell me how the process went for you. Have a beautiful, beautiful creative day. Thank you.